Hello, I'm Mike Roberts. Welcome to another weekly edition of Malta Memories. Thank you for joining me again for this, the first 6 months of 1985. And the ingredients for this, the ninth programme of our second series, remain the same. The news created by ordinary people and in the main ordinary events. A social history, liberally flavoured as usual by the popular music of the time. On with the show, and I think we'll start this week with a piece of that popular music from 1985, when the group Bangles were busy maintaining that classic beat sound of the decade with their hit of that year, Walk Like an Egyptian. Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian from 1985. The year began with the news that the first Soviet cruise ship to call at Malta, the MS Mikhail Suslov, was due to arrive from Genoa. A new theatre company, Corporaturi, announced that their first production would be the well-known Victorian thriller Gaslight, starring Monica Attard. And a large property at Ashur, with 6 bedrooms, a garage for 6 cars, and, as described, a paradise of a garden, went on sale at 42,000 Malta Lire. A number of people made the news too, for varying reasons. Ingrid Kalea gave a piano recital on cable radio, and Radio Malta as well, in which she included works by Beethoven, Chopin, and Debussy. Michael Vella, at 81, was accredited with being the oldest guide lecturer, having begun guiding in 1931. Politician Miss Mabel Strickland celebrated her 86th birthday with a buffet lunch for 50 guests at the Villa Parisio Lia. And Pierre Spiteri of Mostar won the Best Canary Prize at the annual show organised by the Bird Breeders Association. As an added attraction to dining out, Dina's restaurant, Bacchus, advertised at 3 Malta Lire, Sunday lunch with music accompaniment, provided by Sonny Monty, Charles Gatt and Ronnie Carr. While at the Surfside restaurant on Sleema Front, Edwin Gatt and his wife invited all members of the cast and crew of the MADC pantomime Mother Goose to a free buffet dinner. In Gozo, Bishop Gauchi blessed a set of three bells newly installed in the church at Shara and dedicated to St. Anthony the Abbot. And closing the month of January, the dramatic news item that concluded our last programme in December 1984 prompted a letter to the press from Father George Murchia in Victoria Gozo asking, "How could the painting by Caravaggio of St. Jerome be stolen in broad daylight from St. John's Museum in Valletta?" He suggested the installation of closed-circuit cameras. Musically, ever-popular singer Kate Bush was "Running Up That Hill."
You wanna know that it doesn't hurt me.
Kate Bush in 1985 with what was described at the time as one of the greatest of 80s pop, Running Up That Hill. The cinema was still attracting many, and showing at Sleema's Alhambra was Never Say Never Again, starring Sean Connery, and from where I'm broadcasting now, the University Film Club at Talra was screening Midnight Express. And with stolen paintings very much in the news, the police recovered 11 paintings stolen from various chapels during the previous 2 years from an art collector's residence in Zibouge. In sport, Malta lost to Portugal 2-0 in the UEFA Youth Tournament. At the Manuel Theatre, the MADC presented Alan Ayckbourn's hilarious farce, Taking Steps, while at Snoopy's restaurant, St. Julian's, Salvu Vella and Elio Kalea, celebrating joint birthdays, were entertained to a surprise birthday party by their colleagues at the Waterworks Department. And some distance away in London, at the Victoria and Albert Museum, an exhibition of watercolours by the 19th century Maltese artist Amadeo Preziosi was being highly acclaimed. And a news item in March recorded that among former Maltese-born settlers in Canada, Emmanuel Kalea, now known as Lek, was creating a reputation in Toronto for his specialism of restoration and polishing techniques in furniture. He claimed his inspiration had come from his master craftsman teacher and uncle, Joseph Farrugia of Tarshin. Back on the island at the De La Salle Gymnasium, Paul Mifsud regained his Malta snooker title when he beat Anthony Drago in the final 7-1. With more and more people starting to use computers, Joe Shikluna of Victoria Gozo gave a number of 20 lessons in computing courses to students. The final night of the 5th International Festival of Maltese Song at the Mediterranean Conference Centre closed with a presentation of prizes and trophies. And one of the final news items in March was the celebration by Mrs. Rosina Grech of her 91st birthday. Her daughter's house was the venue for family and friends, among whom her son Freddie and family had flown in from California for the occasion. In 1985, the 80s rock group Inks released What You Need. inks from 1985 with What You Need. The year's social history continued with the news that Maltese artist Richard Saliba, in commemoration of European Music Year, had completed an etching aquatint of two leading Maltese singers, Oreste Kerkop and Joseph Satarino. On the commercial scene, and in the rapidly growing IT arena, the launch of Honeywell Computers was marked by Managing Director of BDS Limited, Alex Attard, hosting a reception at the Hotel Phoenicia for Malta's business community. While on the sports scene, Rabat beat Valletta 2-0 in the Coca-Cola Premier League, and at the Master Sports Club Easter Junior Open Tennis Tournament, B. Said won the under-12 boys singles, and East Devella won the girls' under-12 singles. However, a lack of wind in the Malta to Sicily windsurf race forced the organisers to stop it prematurely, declaring Peter Bonello the winner. And another story of success in the field of art recorded that Christine Cassar of Guadamanja had been awarded silver prize in the World Children's Art Exhibition. As the May sunshine heralded the coming of summer, it also brought a trip for two to London with tickets for the FA Cup final at Wembley for four lucky winners in the Rothmans Bonanza. They were presented with their prizes at a buffet dinner in their honour at the Malton Hilton Hotel. And a reminder of house prices in 1985. A house of character in Valletta, with 12 rooms on three floors, was offered for sale at 22,000 Malta Lire. A new composition by Malta's famous and renowned composer Charles Camilleri was premiered at the Manuel Theatre. Roger Moore starred as James Bond in The Man with the Golden Gun at the Savoy. And Malta won the basketball bronze medal at the inaugural mini-Olympics for European small nations when they beat Andorra. One vocalist, well known in the arena of popular music at the time and who I have not featured so far, is Barry Manilow. In 1985, he recorded and released an album simply entitled Manilow, on which this was just one of the tracks.
Once you find what matters in your life, keep on pushing darkness till you see the light. You're gonna find it, you're no longer behind it. Once you learn what you've been doing wrong, you can make the change you need to make to carry on, now and forever, the sooner the better. You see, that's when you make it, but you gotta fight a little harder.
Barry Manilow, and It's a Long Way Up from 1985. The close of the half year was steadily approaching as under the title Songs for a New Generation, Tony Grimo published a first collection of lyrics from his original songs. But the month of June represented a very bad time for the proprietors of the City Gem restaurant in Sleamer Strand when it was gutted by fire. The fire raged for 2 hours, engulfing both floors of the establishment and damaging medical goods in the drugstore below. However, it really was people, more than events, that dominated the news at the close of the half year. Nadine Bencini, a member of the renowned family of international flower arrangers, the Mikhalev Grimos, was commended for her entry at the annual festival at the Great Yorkshire Showground in Harrogate, England. And five dancers from Malta were awarded the Advanced Diploma in Classical Ballet. Following their examination in London, all achieved teacher qualifying status in classical ballet. Monica Attard and Manuel Cauchi played the title roles in the MADC's production of Antony and Cleopatra at San Anton. Ivor Borge Manduka of Kapara successfully completed his 4-year course at Luther College in the United States, obtaining a BA in computer science. Emil Jana Mikhalev and Shirley Ritchie, students of Mary June Bellier, were 2 of the 10 children representing Malta in a children's art festival held in Sofia. And so the month of June came to a close when the Feast of Naria was celebrated with a dinner at the Serena Complex in Schlendi Gozo, and having as its theme a Schlendi welcome to summer. And our final musical piece this week is a very gentle one, and a somewhat haunting but evocative piece too, but it was released in 1985, so qualifies to be included. It's by Roger Eno and entitled Through the Blue. Roger Eno and his 1985 recording Through the Blue from a compilation album that I've used before, actually, entitled simply Moods. That's it, folks, for another week. I'll be back next week with another program of Malta Memories. Same ingredients as always: people, events and music, all taken from the last 6 months of 1985, concluding the year. Contact via email is mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or simply via the station's contact button. By post, care of this station, and catching up on any you missed is simple. Just go to webcasts. They're all there at the tap of a finger or the click of a mouse. Samuel joins me in thanking you for listening. So until next week, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.